As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. As you open your nose, let life be the scent. And as you open your mouth, let life be the breath. And as you open your hands, let life be the flesh. Layer after layer after layer. And as you open your heart, let life be the heat. As you open your soul, let life be the torch. And as you open your being, let life be the juice. Layer after layer after layer. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. And this is it. BBSRadio.com. And this is the Insight Hour with your host, Dr. Lynn Harwood, who is on the road, so we may be a little staticky, but we're going to stay connected because we got things to talk about. But before we do that, I want to bring Brother Lynn in so that you all know why it is that Reverend Roxy runs with this man, for he can articulate the communication of the moment as we give glory to the greatest and the one. Lynn, are you with me there?
Reverend Roxy, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you and all the listeners of the Insight Hour.
Oh, boy.
Let's give it up to the Creator. We've got a whole new year, 2008, a time to set the record straight. It is an opportunity for humanity to be blessed with divinity. We praise you, Heavenly Creator, for the glorious blessings that you're forever giving us. Forever giving. Forgiving is what your ministry is about. Humanity is being blessed by your ministry, by the musical, mathematical matrix of your divinity, bringing us in harmony. And we ask for a special New Year's blessing for everyone listening, for Don and BBS Radio, for Seth in the engineering room of BBS, and for all the people that help us in bringing health and happiness and joy and prosperity and revelation. And we love you all. We ask for a special blessing in honor of the Creator in His new year to everyone listening, to all the people that support us. May the new year bring us joy, faith, happiness, prosperity in all ways. That means beyond finances, of course finances, but beyond finances, may we attract into our lives the human resources that are necessary to take our next steps for healthier, happier, more successful human development in service to the great Creator and humanity, the people that need to be educated and edified, uplifted by the truth in the Word and the Holy Spirit power that dwells within and flows throughout to eternity. This universal, miraculous manifestation that we call the earthly plane. We ask for all those who are engaged in coming together in these holy end times, that it be the beginning times, that this year, 2008, be the time to set the record straight, that we are all blessed with divine revelation. It makes it easy. Instead of in the past that it's been hard, Heavenly Creator, on many of us because we have been disobeying your word, your way, your rules, your musical, mathematical, perfect matrix, your law. We have lived in sin. We repent now. We ask for your divine blessing for all of us to be clear and centered in our hearts in full faith in the joy that comes with the full faith and trust that you are in control, that you are the one guiding, that you are the one directing, and that your direction never fails, and that your sustenance always flows, and that all of that is manifesting more and more, is an exponential growth in your divinity, blessing us as your leaders of humanity, the human family, coming forth powerfully in this year 2008. To set the record straight, to talk about how we are brothers and sisters of the divine family, brothers and sisters of the Messiah Yeshua, the Abraham family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the source of all of the 12 tribes of Israel coming together now in these beginning times for the Messianic Age, 1,000 years of world peace, to bring forth your truth, your wisdom, your righteousness, Heavenly Creator, because it is time now. Humanity has suffered enough and sustained enough dementia and debilitation and disease and death to take us out of your love. When we live in sin, when we depart from your word, your way, your will, your law, then subsequently we suffer, and we are tired of suffering, and we give that up. We give it back to the stupid. We give it back to those ignorant devil-doers who manipulate, coerce, enslave, and kill humanity at will for nothing but financial growth and power and development, and their power is nothing compared to your power, Heavenly Creator. So we give it up to you, Heavenly Creator. You are the Father. You're the sustenance. We climb into your lap and have you rock us with the love and joy and the frequencies and the harmonics of spirituality to bless us divinely so that we can lift us, rise us up to the occasion of doing what is right, what is good, what is just in bringing atonement at one ment, bringing the tone of your divinity to humanity to bless us and uplift us and be righteous and be then guided directly, easily, comfortably, and comfortably, and lovingly, joyfully, into this new realm in which we are being led by your truth, the inner wisdom that guides our hearts, that we allow because of the strength of that communication of clarity, the quietness of mind, the peace of mind, the shalom, the true peace and harmony, where all of the children of Israel, all of the children of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob get it together and live divinely as you would have us live, in holding hands, in love, not at war, in peace and harmony, not anger and aggravation and deception, that you, Heavenly Creator, are in control, and we give it all up to you, and we give it all over to you in this year 2008. And as a result, the steps of the righteous shall be made easy, because that's the way it is. Instead of hard and challenging, it will be simple and clear and joyful. This whole process of bringing not only health and healing, miraculous, through the natural resources that you have provided us, that all of the gifted spiritualists, that those in tune with you, this year, 2008, will get their own record straight and begin to channel you and radiate you through their eyes, through their hands, through their auras, so that people will begin to touch each other with the true Holy Spirit power of divine healing and heal each other naturally, divinely, as it was meant to be, as it was from the beginning. As you breathe the breath of life into our great ancestor, Adam, and formed Eve by your miracle of breath, through the waters you created everything, including our water bodies being Holy Spirit-filled temples, that is how we ask you for the divine anointing and blessing and gifting to be able to touch each other in this miraculous way. Furthermore, I ask you, Heavenly Creator, besides this gift of blessing through our spiritual auras, that we honor you and praise you through your water. You said your word said in the beginning, Father, there was the Creator, you. There was your word, your math, your law. Your spoken word is math. It's frequency. Word is frequency. Math is you. It is you. It is part of you, as was your water. That was the beginning. You told us that everything came out of the water. That means it's part of the triune God. That's part of you, Heavenly Creator. And you were so blessed and kind as to give us that water to fill our Holy Spirit-filled shells, our corporate souls, our sovereign spiritual beings, with your holy water. And that the whole baptism that our Messiah Yeshua sought from John the Baptist and was uplifted by that Holy Spirit, you put into every single cell and is baptizing every single one of our genetic strands at every given moment. The billions of cells are uplifted in your baptism. We ask for that baptism power to spread not only through the water from ourselves, but through the oceans of humanity, so that in the end times, that by the end of the year 2008, Heavenly Creator, I praise you and I pray for your word in revelation to come true, that we who have been blessed with your name imprinted into our foreheads, within our foreheads, our pineal glands, the four brains that guides our spiritual beings and our spiritual direction and our divine destiny, that that frequency, vibration leading us home to the shalom, to the peace, to the providence of your divinity blessing humanity on this earthly plane, that it shall come about that we experience already what you tell us in your end times revelation, in the book of Revelation, shall be the way it works for the next 1,000 years, and that is that the crystal clear water that you are will once again flow through our rivers and streams, our bloodstreams, and that we will be surrounded by the leaves of the trees that set humanity free from the pharmaceutical industry that is poisoning humanity. And that we ask for you, Heavenly Creator, to bring this reality to us, the leaders of your great peacemaking mission, your army of peacemakers, shalom bringers, that we will be anointed fully in this year 2008 by that Holy Spirit-filled, divine, pure water rushing through our bloodstream so that we carry nothing but your purity of mind and heart and message of faith, joy, love, and forever giving forgivingness. That is you, Heavenly Creator. We ask to be written in this book of life in this new year. This incredible opportunity that we as human beings have to join the divine family in the pure water rushing through our bloodstreams that make everything right because it brings you to every single cell, every single tissue, every single organ, that we're uplifted by your purity, your word, your way, your will, and that your divine destiny for humanity begin with us, the listeners of the Inside Hour, those of us who share this information and this prayer with others during this holy new year. We praise you for all of these glorious blessings that you give us, Heavenly Creator. And we ask for special blessings on all the people and all the companies and all of the networks and radio like BBS Radio that supports your word and this ministry coming forth powerfully, clearly, and prosperously in all ways to bless humanity in 2008 to set the record straight. In Yasha's great name, amen. Reverend Roxy.
Amen.
That was only
amen.
A 15-minute. That was only a 15-minute prayer.
Hey.
That was a little too short,
that's
I think.
Like,
what do you
think? That's like, this is one of your shorter ones.
That's but one of my shorter ones, yeah.
You know, it's New Year.
I'm slipping.
Yeah, well, no, you're kind of consolidating.
I'm
that
consolidating.
It was delicious. I love that you mentioned Abraham.
I did that because I know that that's one of your missions. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's so important for this new year with a new generation of peacemakers.
Oh, I am so happy that Dr. Lynn mentioned Abraham, because it lets me get in. Let me get into the conversation, because this year, Reverend Roxy, is bringing you Abraham, and you all are going to have to understand Abraham and what his moniker in history was, is true in faith. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Where was he from? And I'm not stuttering. He was from What was he? A Chaldean. These are the words. Now, insight. This is why Dr. Lynn and I are doing this here this way. For you will come to the idea that we now must focus totally on the development of our own personal connection with the big kahuna up there in the sky, in the heavens, that created the heavens and all that you see. And that now, more than ever, we have to understand this thing called charity, which is an unselfish act. And now when you talk about Abraham's unselfish act, when he met Melchizedek, or the Keys of the Enoch, for those of you out there who study that stuff, know that he met the King of Salaam. Isn't Shalom, Shalom, Dr. Lynn, don't they sound a lot alike?
They are very much alike.
Very much alike, and they both mean the same thing. We wish you peace. But when you look at Abraham, where did this idea of peace come from? It came from Abraham, the father of many, who prayed for all. And what was his prayer? Well, I went researching, Dr. Lynn, and I just wanted to make all the listeners out there as to why it is more than ever that we must now move Abraham into, put everything in perspective. Long before there was a Muslim, before there was a Jew, before there was a Christian, before there was anyone, there was Abraham. And he, from his loins, from his genetics, from his spiritual inspiration and experiences, we are a composite of all this confusion when we should have all been in unity. And his prayer, the prayer of Abraham when he sunk down to his knees at a time when he wanted, he just, well, if there's any way we can turn it around and stop my people from their ignorant superstitions and their ability to blindly just do wrong all the time, killing is wrong, and killing in the name of God is wrong, and all of this, he said, oh, my Lord, make this city one of peace and security. And preserve me and my sons from the worshiping of idols. This is the founder of the Semitic people. This is the prototype for our religions that use God as their standard. And that is why I am so happy to be hooked up with Dr. Lennon Horowitz, because we are to this point where, as researchers, we could keep on trying to figure out who killed JFK, or we could figure out how to do this. But, boy, when you discover God, and when you discover exactly what the message of God is to step, pardon yourself. I send you all these people, pardon yourself up to me, just even I challenge you to, and to keep my precepts, which I've made very simple. And what is that? We've gotten it down. We boiled it down. Yeshua boiled it down. Jesus boiled it down to Christ. Came to help us out. He said, love one another. Isn't that right? Isn't
oh,
that
yeah.
Right?
Come, that's the message distilled, is love one another, treat each other as brothers and sisters. And this concept of idol worshiping as a gross sin, again, that's the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. Now think about this, Christian community, mostly I'm speaking to now. The reality is, look in your medicine cabinet and see what's in there. Most likely, there's a pagan idol in there, and it's a pharmaceutical. It's a sorcery, a satanic sorcery drug that you've given your faith and trust over to in order to do everything from straighten out your menstrual cycle to keep you from getting dizzy when you fly. The reality is, you don't need that stuff. The reality is, the power, the source of the universe, is flowing through your water, through every cell of your body. Every single DNA strand is a sacred spiral antenna transmitting the sound, light from the Creator, from the heavenly throne. Now, if that's who you are, and that's the reality check, because that's what the science now says, it decrees that the Scripture is true, that you were formed from the Creator, and the breath of life holds that power of the entire universe, the Creator's source in element number 8, that's oxygen, comes in to inspire you. That's what respiration, re-spiritualization, inspiration, bringing that spirit in. And if you have that flowing through every single H2O molecule of the trillions and trillions of water molecules, the sacred geometry of that incredible tetrahedron reflecting the tetragrammaton, the Creator's Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. You don't need to pop magic pills to cure every ill. You've been falling into deception. So in this year of 2008, number one way to set the record straight is to find out whether you are in observance to paganism. Simply go to your medicine cabinet. Go find out what you've got in there. And pull that stuff out of there and dump it down the toilet. And when you flush that toilet, give praise and glory to the source of that purification. Once again, is the water, part of the triune God, flushing that poison away. We know that, in fact, and this is in the book Healing Celebrations, it's in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. It's part of this concert for the 144,000 that we're bringing forth heavily. And by the way, folks, tune in next Tuesday night. Special Insight Hour devoted to the developing concert for the 144,000 as written in Revelation 14, 1 through 3, where humanity finally gets it together and sings a new song. 144,000 humble servants of the Creator sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously solve all of our problems. Transform this whole planet in the image of the Creator. That means that all the darkness and evil departs, because they're not welcome in a lighted area where people are illuminated with the Holy Spirit flow and the truth, the edification of the congregation, so that we can literally project divinity instead of deceptive manipulation of humanity. So that the sound of that music will carry the original musical scale that we published in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. You know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la scale, the original six tones, ancient musical solfeggio scale, that sol tone, the ut, re, mi, fa, sol tone, solve pollute in Latin, solve the pollution, solve the problem, the primary solvent, water. Water is used to clean up all the messes that humanity and its stupidity make. Why? Because it's part of the triune God. It is holy in every single way. It even carries consciousness. We're going to be talking about that next week on the Insight Hour when we talk about the concert for the living waters. Live H2O. So don't miss, and tell all your friends to join us next Tuesday night for a special one-hour program to give you a glimpse into how we save not just humanity and civilization, but this entire ecosystem called planet Earth. And that's just part of the joy. You know, one of the New Year's resolutions that I have is to focus on the joy. And I know a lot of, and the revelation that shall set humanity free. And I know a lot of folks out there still want me to talk about how the bad news is causing genocide, and I will do that. I will serve that way if you ask me to. And the people who have asked me and scheduled me to do conferences, that you can get my schedule on drlenhorowitz.com, the website. That's D-R-L-E-N Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z.com. You can get my schedule. And you can see there's different groups that have asked me to speak on topics such as vaccination toxicity and the medical genocide, the iatro genocide, the physician-induced mass murder. And I will talk about that, but that's not where we should be focusing. My recommendation to you, if you are in charge of a group and you're a meeting coordinator, get me to speak on what is really the most uplifting, the modern gospel information that's available right now for the edification of the congregation, the education, in fact, edutainment. It's edutaining to have the musical mathematics of divinity played. We've been having a healing retreat, a health retreat on the Big Island of Hawaii this week. In fact, I'm in the room right now with a couple of the folks who are attending from North Carolina, a great doctor and his wife who have been engaged in the World Organization for Natural Medicine Practitioners, doing everything from natural healing, naturopathy, and pure detoxification programs to bioenergetics. And that the truth is that we're all realizing here on this beautiful, beautiful island, the Big Island of Hawaii, is that the solve of the pollute, the solve the pollution problems, is occurring because of the water, the crystal clear water. And that's where we're hosting this place, this whole retreat, is in this retreat center called the Steve Venon Health Retreat, part of the estate of the Royal Bloodline of David. Lots of miracles are happening. We're going to be sharing more and more about that as the weeks come, about what our plans are to steward this sacred land, to bring the edutainment to humanity, the edification of the congregation, to realize how the Creator works through sound, color, light, the concept of creationism, how the science is now even proving Scripture to be accurate. In the beginning, the Creator created through the spoken word, sound, frequencies, and that He did that on water. So water being sacred, this is known as welcome. In fact, the sign on the upper part of the building says, beautiful picture, mural, drawn by my beautiful daughter Elena, says, welcome to the place of the warm, healing waters, taking place on the big island in a place called Puna, which is in Hawaiian, the spring of life, in a place that is associated with the rebirth of the entire planet based on divinity, not humanity's stupidity, where we begin to rebirth ourselves in the image of the Creator, and the entire planet follows suit, where this transformation occurring in each of us as individuals, solving the problem, solving the pollution in our own lives through this greater understanding of the water molecule, the power within us to flow that Holy Spirit of perfection. This is the part of the whole New Year's revelation for me. And one of my New Year's resolutions is to live my life consistently focused on the joy of faith. Why do I say joy of faith? Because it is the joy that is running. And when I say running, think about water, the current flowing, the great sea of tranquility flowing with joy, peace, and harmony, and lots of love, which is the 528 hertz frequency of sound. That's the do, re, mi, ut, re, mi, mira, gestorum in Latin, the third note of the original musical scale. Now, just get these three notes. Get the meaning of this and get its relationship to water. Get its relationship to where we're going as a human family to solve the pollution, to solve the problem, through the Creator's gifts that primarily include His presence right here within our Holy Spirit-filled temple and surrounding us as we are on the Big Island, all over the Pacific Ocean, all the water. So the third note of the original musical scale is mi, mira gestorum in Latin, miracles in English. It is the miracle tone. And that miracle tone is known by the world's leading genetic biochemists to be the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA. So if you're wondering what we're going to do about the GMO problem and the manipulation of the genetics worldwide in various species, bringing almost everything live in life to the brink of extinction and mutation, is all we really need to do is what I said in my prayer earlier, atonement. Play the tone of unity and divinity to bless humanity, to erase and solve the problem of the pollution. That's the 528 hertz frequency. Now that's the love tone. That's the love tone, ladies and gentlemen. That, you've heard the saying, love is the great healer. Love is the great peacemaker. Love heals all, cures all problems. The Beatles told you in Yellow Submarine, all you need is love. And that is a truth. Why? Because if you are in tune with and harmonizing with and resonating love, then your heart is joyful. So what do you need to do to have that be? You have to let it be. That is, you tune into it, you focus on it. It becomes your center of awareness, your focus of awareness, and it's not in your head. You got to shut that mechanism off because there's an evil part of our beings that's been manipulated by the propaganda, that's been abused and traumatized. And in the traumatic experiences that we all live, we develop these thought patterns that don't serve us, they disserve us. And so that the reality, once you begin to understand and appreciate this, the miracle that could come about by the 528 tone is it's not in your head, it's simply in your experience. When you listen to good music, a lot of times, particularly meditation music, you're not thinking. You're not worrying about what happened in the past or fearful about the future. You're not concerned about paying your bills because it takes you out of that moment of pure appreciation and resonating a divine frequency. There's no more powerful divine frequency than the 528 hertz frequency of love. It is at the center of your heart, which is the green color chakra. That means that the energy vortex spinning in your heart, connecting you to the farthest extent of the universe and the heavenly throne by which the master conductor and master composer of the universal orchestra is singing us and everything else into existence at this very moment, primarily through this core creative frequency of love, 528 hertz. And if you're tuned into that, then guess what? There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the musical mathematical matrix of divinity, blessing humanity, not cursing us. There's no dissonance. There's no dis-ease. It's pure. It's perfect. So guess what? That's why the genetic biochemists use that frequency to actually repair damaged DNA. Because the DNA, just like every galaxy, look at the pictures that NASA sends back. The galaxies are spinning, just like your DNA. Please read the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Get the documentary DVD called The Love Code. And if you want a little bit more sophisticated intelligence, more science, get the book Walk on Water. Those can be gotten by tetrahedron.org, the publishing company, tetrahedron.org. That's www.tetrahedron.org or www.healthyworlddistributing.com. Healthyworlddistributing.com will get you into the catalog, and there's a book section there. Get the books, The Love Code, DVD documentary, The Love Code, the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, or the book, if you want a little bit more science, get Walk on Water. And if you want the most science and the most revelation in this whole area of genetics, get the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. And you'll learn that this frequency, that is the 528 hertz frequency of sound, is the center of the entire electromagnetic color spectrum. In the middle of the rainbow, the center of the rainbow is the color green. At the center of the color green, or nearly thereabout, is this 528 hertz. That's the center of your heart. That's the green chakra. Now you begin to understand why chlorophyll and the algae, the blue-green algae, resonate in this harmonic frequency range that includes this 528 hertz frequency. All of nature, chlorophyll particularly, is this molecule that accumulates sunlight and the power of the energy of hydrogen emanating from the sun so radiantly. It's because it's at the center of that electromagnetic color spectrum. It's green. Everything is green because of that. Now that's the miracle tone. The very next tone, do, re, mi, fa. And then after fa is so. The fa note is you listening right now. You're part of the Holy Family. If you look at the definition of fa that we've published in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, or on the DVD, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, again, get it through this toll-free number. either go online at healthyworlddistributing.com to the DVD or book sections, and then you can call this toll-free number to get the book too, or the DVD, called Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Dial toll-free 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. And there you will learn, in fact, if you want to rush ahead and do some homework, go into Webster's Dictionary, which has the definition of familitorum in Latin, or family. You are our family. You're part of the human family. You're, in fact, part of the divine family, the divinely human family, in that you have about 80% of your makeup composed of water, part of the triune God, so that you're a part of this Holy Spirit-filled family that is the familitorum, which is a specially chosen group. There are a lot of people, folks, listening, who have heard of Dr. Leonard Horowitz. There's a lot of folks in the world who have been turned on to a lot of wonderful things that are praying for and asserting themselves for the forthcoming messianic age of shalom, of world peace. Where the lion lies down with the lamb, that's the definition of the true Yisrael, the true Israel. And that there are a lot of people who have been focusing their consciousness, elevating their awareness to sustain this type of quiet peace, shalom, within themselves so that they can carry that forth and bless others with their own divinity. So the family is growing, but very few of those people are on the line tonight. You're on the line tonight. You're listening to this. You're getting this message first. And foremost is this family of 144,000 that you will want to be a part of, and you keep listening to the Insight Hour and Reverend Roxy Hampton and Dr. Len, and you will get the first inside track to how to participate in the Concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O, the prophesied concert for the 144,000. Again, tune in next week, and we're going to give you lots more details. You want to make sure that you have a pen and paper ready to take notes. It will be very important. I'm going to give you some websites so that you can begin to study what the understanding is, the science and scripture fundamental to this win for humanity and divinity, the concert, where we then decree and solve the pollute, solve the problems as a familitorum, as a loving, joy-filled, faithful, holy family. So that this is the familitorum, which is engaged in moving us back to what is more akin to the Creator's realm, more conservative. That is, the most conservative entity is not a Republican. It's not President Bush, I assure you. The most conservative entity, being, essence, source of this whole universe, is the Creator. Because, as Einstein proved, there's essentially not only nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, and there never will be. That there's no way to create or destroy energy. All of the energy of the universe was already created. All you can do is manipulate what is already here. And if you're a satanic sorcerer, a medical deity, or a lunatic physicist that likes to blow up nuclear weapons and develop them and then wreak havoc on humanity, then essentially what you're engaging with is the concept that energy is constant. The E equals MC squared. The C is a constant. So you can't create or destroy energy in this universe. So that reality check engages this concept of the familitorum is being a most conservative, legally appointed, and that's legally appointed not by man's laws, by God's laws. It is God that assembled you here tonight to listen to this. It is a divine appointment that you're listening to this. So be it for the whole new year, that may you be blessed with only divine synchronicities and only divine appointments happening in every now, every moment. May you be blessed with the full appreciation and understanding that as a righteous one, blessed with the joy of full faith. Again, when you have full faith, then you're not in your head, you're in your heart, in thankfulness for the forgivingness and forever givingness of our Creator. And at the center of that giving is love. And you're in joy and understanding that this blessing is not simply for you as a person, but it's for the family Torum, the fourth note of the original musical scale. And then the fifth note, do, re, mi, do, re, mi, do, re, mi, fa, sol. The fifth note, solve a pollute, solve the problem, solve the pollution, to revert back to a earlier order, to go back to where it's optimally conservative, where there's conservation of matter and energy, and all is radiating love and joy and peace and shalom and the frequencies and harmonies of divinity. So that is the solving the pollution and the problem for humanity, the divine family, through miraculous manifestation. And Reverend Roxy, give us what your father taught you. That's a magnificent affirmation with regard to what we're going to do with nothing.
Oh, you know what we're going to do? He would have people repeat after him. We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long, with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. This is the understanding that was passed on to me. Can you dig it?
I love it. I not only can dig it, I can love it. Give us some more. What is your sense, let's say, on this issue of doing the miraculous with nothing? The concept, first of all, for me, let me just interject something. Folks, if you think of the metaphysical concept of nothing, it's the same as everything. In that, let's say you were all that there exists. If you moved yourself in every direction throughout the entire universe, you spread your body. I mean, in other words, you became maximally fat, and you expanded your body everywhere so that there was nothing else anywhere but you, then there would be nothing. You would be everything, and there would be nothing else. That's the concept of what I'm sharing when I talk about divinity. So that's why the water, which NASA scientists, in the year 2000, that's only now 8 years ago, NASA scientists discovered that space is not a vacuum. It's full of water. The entire universe is exactly like the book of Genesis talked about. The word resonates, the water is creating everything out of water. Even though I am not under the ocean right now, I'm speaking to you underwater. This hydrated atmosphere is water. You're living water. And it's in different states, like solid, liquid, gas. The gaseous state in your room right now, in the atmosphere in your room right now, puts you underwater as well. And so this whole concept of the frequency vibration of everything, which is God, creating everything that we need in order to do the miraculous, is very real. Theoretically, scientifically, metaphysically, it's very, very real. So it brings a lot of sanity to this beautiful saying. Give us it again, Reverend Roxy, then tell us what's your take on this whole beautiful sharing that your father gave you.
Well, you know, it goes like this. We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long, with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. And for me, nothing is the big everything, like you said, because when I look at the zero, I don't see nothing. What I see is a circle of possibilities and a place holding within the world, a reminder of the increase and the decrease in values and virtues. And what it does is it says, don't sit around and wait for someone to make your opportunities. Opportunities are never missed. Other people get them. You are being led by the unqualified. You can do this, and you can do it without asking anybody for anything. It will come to you. Everything will come to you. You just stay tuned. And he was into television, and what he used to say is that what we was a trip, and it was Trip City, USA. And he would meet people, and he would tell them that what you are doing right now is experiencing the events of the moment. And that is exactly. And he would create musical performance documentation and documentaries in San Francisco. So there are a lot of people out there who know who I'm talking about when I say his name. That's Dangerous George Williams. And I will be introducing you to him more and more as you understand this, is that the way we're going to win is if out of this conspiracy of sound thinking, we are going to create the universal revelation that we have already have at our disposal, the universal religion, relationship to God. And that we define that through our unselfish, charitable acts that move us with compassion and reminds us of the greatness of God. See, that's the thing. My father taught me, and where I come in, because as producers, you know, you can get your big head. You start doing all this Hollywood kind of stuff, and you're shooting the cameras, and people wanting to buy your DVDs or your videos at the time when we were doing it. You really start to think that you're something, and you start to wonder, you know, are the events that I'm covering, should I be just covering them, or should I be getting involved in them? And through the performances, you come to these conclusions, and you learn how to work the system, and you learn how to not ask for anything. So even with this here concert we're looking at, it is not contingent upon whether or not we're going to have the money to do this. We will do this with the systems that are in place and with the people that are coming. And this is the delicious part of it, folks. And that's why when you listen to the Inside Hour on BBSRadio.com, you are going to be informed, and then you're going to have yourself a task. And that's what we're going to do in 2008. Communicate, relate, and discriminate. And we're going to return back to our Godhead. We're going to return back to the frequency of love. And we're going to practice it and practice it and practice it until we are unified in spirit.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful prayer that is.
Yeah,
totally beautiful.
It was an order more than a prayer.
Yeah, well, it was certainly. Would I'd like to have it go from your mouth through the BBS radio network, the internet, into God's ear, and return back to bless everybody exactly with what it is that you just shared.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Lynn. Thank you very much. And you know what they say, if two are praying, as it is on in heaven, so shall it be and on earth, and vice versa. So I think this is the reason why we've entered into this thought communication, which we express through this revelation of BBSRadio.com. Our listeners, let's see if there's any of them out there. Listen, this is my treat. This is the first year. Okay, you know, you got your In Lines We Trust, and I'm hoping that somebody out there wants that. And we're going to match that with a 911 Truth Architects video, if you haven't seen that one already. But let's see if we can get a beep here. Let's see
all
if
right.
we got a listener
you know, okay.
out there.
First of all, Reverend Roxy's talking about In Lies We Trust, the 2.5-hour documentary that I did. If you go to inliesweetrust.com, you can watch it on 16 parts. There's an earlier version in YouTube. Also, it's downloadable, the whole thing. You can watch it all on Google. There's different options for you if you go to In Lies We Trust. Not In God We Trust, InLiesWeTrust.com. And that's a documentary, a free gift that we ask you, please, there's no copyright restrictions on it, so we ask you to make many, many copies and save many, many lives by distributing these to as many people as you possibly can. Throughout this new year, spread In Lies We Trust. Make copies of the DVDs and get them out there. You can also order them by calling toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. And if anybody wants a free copy of that in the DVD Reverend Roxy had just mentioned, call in at 877-876-5227. That's toll-free in the United States on BBS Radio to join us. While we've got a couple minutes here, we've got 10 minutes left of the show, I want to comment on this concept of doing everything miraculously with nothing. That concept that you mentioned of the zero being a placeholder, I want to expand on that so people understand what you're talking about. First of all, I'm drawing from the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code and the DVD documentary The Love Code. Once again, when I tell you that zeros are placeholders, it is a symbol that reflects the totality of the universe and the divinity of the universe and the singularity of the two. That means you're part of the universe. You're part of divinity. As I mentioned about the water earlier, it's evidence of what I'm talking about. But the reality is that the number system, zero, is not a number, folks. To see how much we have to understand and learn to edify our congregation, to go back to uplift ourselves, to edify ourselves with the truth that shall set us free. Deception never freed anyone. The truth is the only freeing thing. The truth of the Creator and the way the Creator works, especially within the Holy Family, is vitally important for humanity's destiny, which is freedom. And so the concept that there are only 9 numbers in the universe. 10 is 1 plus 0, 0 being the placeholder. The 1 is a number. The 0 is a placeholder. So you begin to understand that the decimal system was developed by man. It's not of God. Our ministry, the Royal Bloodline of David, asks for your donations and contributions and tithes. If you get value from this type of programming, then make a donation, a contribution to the Royal Bloodline of David. You can do that, again, through the toll-free number. You can call in toll-free 888-508-4787. Or you can go online to healthyworlddistributing.com and put in a donation in the donation section there for the work that we're doing. But I bring that to your attention because our ministry recommends a 9% tithe. 9 is completion. That's really all that's necessary. There's a lot of truth that shall set humanity free that have been buried. One of them is this original musical scale. Buried by, that is secreted by, not only the Roman Catholic Church that changed our musical scale, that it added the 440 hertz frequency, which is not the A tone, it's 417. Again, go online to the Love the Real Da Vinci Code and read up on all the articles that come off of that website, lovetherealdavincicode.com. Read the blog, read my articles, read the information and listen to the music at tetrahedronrecords.com. But you'll see that this frequency that we're listening to was not only created by the Roman Catholic Church, that is the 440 frequency that all humanity is listening to, because all the musical instruments are tuned to A440 instead of the original A417, and in doing so, we can't possibly be playing music, singing music, further from divinity. So we're enslaved in the dissonance. We're enslaved in the deception and the lie. So whether or not they intended to harm us is another question. And the intention was not just the Roman Catholic Church. My ancient ancestors, the Levite priests originally, secreted it. They buried these tones. Now again, it's a question, were they pure-hearted? It's an academic discussion. Were they pure-hearted in burying them, thinking that humanity wasn't ready for this revelation and these incredibly powerful divine sounds? Maybe only now that we pull it all together in the year 2008, where we set the record straight, do we have the capacity as divine human family to appreciate the full measure of truth that shall set civilization free. So the reality is that this number system, the true number system, is very simple. It's the ancient Pythagorean mystery school math that I go into in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, particularly. And you'll be playing with those numbers and utilizing those numbers and reading and working backwards like Da Vinci did, because he was engaged with this mathematical scale, the monochord musical instrument that played these sacred tones. And these numbers are very important, very significant.
We got a caller.
Hey, we have somebody who's a winner of...
We got to pull you off. We got to get you rolling.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. That's Brother Don.
I love you guys, though.
Oh, you got a show after us.
Yeah, we got... I think, folks, you're going to be able to stay tuned for our brother Don Nikoloff, who's got a great show coming up on BBS Radio. It was just a friendly reminder that we got no winners of In Lies We Trust this week. We hope you'll join us next week and be a winner. More ways than that.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Reverend Roxy, and all the listeners out there. We love you. We'll talk with you again. Same time next week on The Inside Hour. Bye for now.
Bye.